This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Capitol Police arrested seven activists yesterday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in Washington. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor in McCarthy's office with arms locked, yelling PEPFAR. That's being the president's global emergency plan for AIDS relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. The current PEPFAR funding runs out at the end of the month. The number of Americans who believe technology will make their job obsolete has increased to 22%, according to the latest Gallup poll, and it's the sharpest increase in 6 years. The rise is largely seen among college-educated workers, which sits about 20%, nearly the same as non-college-educated. This change could largely be traced to the release of ChatGPT last November, with its ability to mimic human language and writing. The fear is no longer just robots standing in for humans in warehouses and assembly lines, but the expansion into the office world as well. Just hours after Pennsylvania police raised the award for tips that lead to the capture of escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante to $25,000, the convict was spotted again, this time armed with a rifle. On a phone interview last night, an unidentified Pennsylvania state trooper confirmed that there was a sighting of the convict. Then early this morning, a Facebook post by state police said their officers were pursuing Mr. Cavalcante in South Coventry Township of Chester County and that he was armed with a weapon. Police have urged everyone in the area to be vigilant as the chase for the illegal immigrant and murderer convict enters its 13th day. The New York Jets announced that Aaron Rodgers' x-rays were negative after he left the game during the team's season-opening drive last night. It's believed that the four-time MVP is suffering an Achilles injury. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin announced he pardoned a father convicted of disorderly conduct after angrily protesting a Loudoun County school's handling of his daughter's rape. Scott Smith's ninth-grade daughter was sexually assaulted by a biological boy wearing a skirt in a girl's high school bathroom. He erupted in anger during a school board meeting in June of 2021 when the public school superintendent insisted we don't have any records of assaults occurring in the bathrooms. Smith unleashed a swarm of profanities and was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. A teen suspect who was hit with two counts of forcible sodomy, one including Smith's daughter, was later found guilty on all charges in October of the same year. Concealed carry is being outlawed at Michigan State University.
Michigan State University trustees have implemented a policy barring individuals with concealed carry licenses from bringing firearms onto campus. Previously, the university prohibited students and staff from possessing guns on campus, but allowed licensed members of the public to be on campus premises provided they didn't enter buildings. The new policy, which took effect immediately, only permits concealed weapons for those passing through campus by vehicle and for authorized law enforcement or personnel personnel. The decision follows an incident in February where a gunman took 3 lives and injured 5 on the campus. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Video Games Day. No reason to feel bad about not even seeing the light of day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. We do it because it's hard, really. And we have, because of, I don't know if you want to call it our apathy, our indifference to things. Meanwhile, we've had a tyrannical government that has taken over and telling us, you know, when to jump, how high we should jump, especially when it comes to matters of our health and all that we experienced for 2.5 years under COVID. Let me say to you just straight up, we're very fortunate through this network that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We can talk about COVID. I'll tell you, there are many networks out there that would not allow us to have this conversation with Dr. Richard Bartlett that's coming up. We are being shadow banned. We're being canceled in various platforms because we insist on pursuing the truth and, you know, making sure that you have true informed consent, especially when it comes to matters of your health. In the first year of COVID-19 pandemic, this West Texas doctor was widely condemned by and censored in the media for promoting what he called a silver bullet treatment. But new studies show the common asthma medication that he endorsed is effective in combating the coronavirus. The veteran primary care and emergency room doctor from Odessa, Texas is with us right now. Dr. Richard Bartlett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill Martinez, it's an honor to be with you at the crossroads of faith and culture.
Well, I'll tell you, the honor is ours, Dr. Bartlett, to have you here for all that you have had to endure in, you know, in fulfilling your Hippocratic oath to do no harm.
Yeah, you know, it is about. I've been practicing for 30 years, and I thought it was all about that, doing no harm and alleviating human suffering. And so this was a real surprise to me as a doctor in January 1, 2020, when the American healthcare system was hijacked. And we all learned about new characters like Anthony Fauci that we'd never heard of before. They were supposed to be our fearless leaders. Actually, they were telling us to be afraid, be very afraid.
Yeah, and, exactly.
To hide in place was their strategy for us.
Right. And the other thing, too, is you had the enjoining of international forces like the WHO. I mean, to the point, Dr. Bartlett, that, you know, President Biden, if he gets his way, it will be the WHO that dictates any pandemic protocol in the future in our country. I mean, that to me, that subverts our sovereignty as a nation, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've never been in this situation before. Never before, as a doctor practicing for 30 years, as a former advisor to Governor Rick Perry when he was governor of Texas for 7 years on a health disparities task force, never before have I seen the World Health Organization be consulted on anything. We never asked them their opinion on what we should do with our patients. that are with us in the office or in the emergency room where I work. And so this is totally foreign to, it's un-American. Again, I'm going to say it's un-American. We've never been in this situation before where international organizations, which are not elected, which are un-American, by the way, led by Dr. Tedros, who is not a medical doctor, not a nurse, not a chiropractor, not a pharmacist, not a therapist, yet he's the one who gets to dictate to the whole world when there's an emergency and what, how we're to handle it. And he's already proven to be a failure. But, you know, despite...
Well, not to mention the fact his worldview is communist-driven, isn't it?
Yeah, he's actually from Eurasia, which has a terrible human rights record.
Right.
Say he's from Ethiopia, but the truth is he's from the neighbor that has, I think... It's like 90% of the women there have female genital mutilation as a part of their Islamic culture there in the country. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyways, we're not helpless or hopeless, despite what the WHO would try to tell us to do. Back in March of 2020, I was working as an ER doctor. And at the beginning of 2020, and I was praying in between patients because that's what Christians do. They pray.
Right.
And I was praying, Lord, what do I do if someone comes in here with COVID? And had a moment to go to the call room because it was a 48-hour shift and there were no patients at the moment. So I took a cat nap. And while I was asleep, a strategy came to me, Bill. And it was an answer to prayer. And since then, it's been confirmed by Oxford University in two randomized controlled trials. That's how science is really done. And the Stoic trial and the Principle trial. And Oxford said 90% of hospitalizations would have never happened for COVID if one of the medicines that I am promoting, budesonide, an inhaled steroid, would have been used in early treatment of COVID. 90%. 1.1 million Americans died from COVID. Just think about if 900,000 never would have even gone to the emergency room, they wouldn't have died.
Right.
And so this is a strategy that was confirmed by Oxford. It's in the Annals of Internal Medicine, a prestigious journal that Brazil just finished the Together trial. And so we had that type of information censored and suppressed. And the people that suffered was not this doctor who went through four attempts to take my license in Texas from the medical board secretly, and I won every one of those. But it was the patients and the families that lost their loved ones. They're the ones that suffered because of the censorship.
Right. So when they started executing this censorship and shadow banning you like this, did they keep you from the emergency room from rendering treatment to patients?
No, by God's grace, I was working in multiple emergency rooms. They could, and everything that I said publicly was backed up by science. So they never could take me out, although I had four attempts runs at me through complaints to the medical board from hospitals. Hospitals that were doing tyrannical things. You talk about medical tyranny. They were putting equipment bags over people's heads that tested positive in the emergency room. Plastic bags over patients' heads that were low on oxygen in the ER as a hospital protocol. I'm telling you, I stood up against that. I stood up for the early treatment with budesonide, which was confirmed by Oxford, confirmed by Brazil, Iran, France, Spain, the NIH. Early treatment strategies that work, I stood up for that. And then I was on the nonprofit board that sued the FDA for the Pfizer safety data on the Pfizer shots, and we were shocked that the FDA said, yes, we're supposed to give you that legally, and we have that in the computer, but we don't want to give this to the American people for 55 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's telling in and of itself. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The FDA that's supposed to protect us. And 2 weeks after that, they said, well, we changed our mind. We don't want to give this information to the American people for 75 years. And then we met them in federal court, and we got the information, 1,200 diagnoses that will kill you or could permanently disable you. And that's why they wanted to keep it from the American people.
So much for, having correct advisement and informed consent, right?
Yeah, who is the FDA serving if they're not serving the American people and trying to hide information from the American people for 75 years? But a federal judge said you have to release it, so that's how
right.
we got it.
How does the blood of all these victims, how is that blood kept from their doorstep, Dr. Bartlett? I'm going to leave it at that because we've got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Bartlett after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Richard Bartlett continues with us. He is the West Texas doctor that, you know, created some problems for the hospitals there in Texas because he would dare save people. He interfered with their pipeline of patients coming in and, you know, for them to be able to get a lot of government money. Government money that was used to basically, you could say, kill people because of the protocols that they were using, whether they were putting plastic bags over their heads or prescribing remdesivir, which I think it's been pretty well agreed upon that the combination of remdesivir and ventilators was quite instrumental in killing many people, Dr. Bartlett. Is that fair to say still?
So Northwestern University published a report in the medical journals about 6 months ago saying that most of the people that were diagnosed as COVID deaths in hospitals actually died from secondary bacterial pneumonia. The strategy that came to me as an answer to prayer, Bill, is an antibody called clarithromycin that'll protect against the atypical bacteria like walking pneumonia and the traditional encapsulated bacteria called strep pneumonia. And so it was the perfect choice. The second thing was an inhaled steroid, budesonide, that was confirmed that by itself, Oxford said 90% of the people would never go to the ER or an urgent care or be hospitalized if they were treated with that early. That was information that came out in the beginning of the pandemic that has been suppressed because if you have an effective treatment, the rules are the FDA cannot give emergency use authorization for an experimental human experiment vaccine. If you have an effective treatment, they cannot do the human experiment for emergency use authorization.
Dr. Bartlett, how many doctors across the country were aware of this treatment that that you discovered?
So many were because this actually was published in the journals. Oxford University did the Stoic trial and the Principal trial, two randomized controlled trials proving that budesonide by itself will work. Worldwide, the word was out. The most suppressed and censored population on the planet is the American population, because let me tell you, budesonide is involved in the early treatment strategy by the government of India. The government of India has put this in their early treatment strategy. The government of Australia put this in their 840-page document on how to treat COVID, budesonide, an inhaled steroid. But many Americans don't know about it. Many American doctors just do what they're told. They don't do their own research anymore. They don't teach themselves. They don't train themselves. They just do what they're told.
And, well, of course, and then you get these star chambers, Dr. Bartlett. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you get these star chambers like in California that are calling doctors. I've got two friends, doctors down in Imperial Valley you may know about. They didn't use budesonide as that I'm aware of, but just some, you know, general common sense protocols that would strengthen one's immune system, and they treated over 10,000 people. Nobody went to a hospital. Nobody died. And for doing that, they had to go to Sacramento and defend their license.
I'm sure that they were using budesonide, the inhaled steroid, in their strategy. But the bottom line is they were trying to help their patients and alleviate suffering. Number one is alleviate human suffering, is do no harm, and secondly, alleviate human suffering. There's nothing wrong with helping people not be so miserable.
Yes.
That's allowed in healthcare. And actually, that used to be normal.
I think that's why we go see a doctor, right? That's why we go see the doctor, right?
We want to help people. But, I've seen that there are doctors, some of the most evil people on the planet that I'm aware of now are doctors. Doctors who actually know what would help a patient and refuse to do it. I have seen that. I cannot believe that for a year, Odessa Medical Center Hospital was putting plastic bags over patients' heads. The county hospital, Level 2 Trauma Center, was putting plastic bags over people's heads that tested positive for COVID in the ER, many times low in oxygen. The pictures of people with bags over their heads as big as a 50-gallon trash bag with a mask on underneath it and no supplemental oxygen, that is something that you would have seen like in the 1940s on the other side of the planet. But this, we had thousands of patients treated like that because it was, quote, a hospital COVID protocol, and doctors looked the other way and nurses looked the other way. That's the most grievous thing of the whole thing, is that not only were people being mistreated, but they were, but the doctors and nurses consented by doing nothing. They didn't lift a finger to help people.
What does that say about our medical system that would allow something like that, Dr. Bartlett? Because what you're pointing out here in Odessa, it makes you wonder how many other counties and other areas around the country that were doing the same thing.
This is just an example, but that picture is a picture of medical tyranny in 2023. This is what we have come to. And so they're about to roll out the new COVID shots, and in general they're saying they're FDA approved. Well, for our most vulnerable population, 6 months old to 11 years old, they are not FDA approved. That is a lie. They are emergency use authorization, human experimentation, and so they are doing a ongoing right now, real time experiment with your children. And some of the patients are getting a placebo saline shot. It's happening right now, a placebo trial. Nobody's being told whether their child is getting a placebo. No one's being told whether they get the product. But the bottom line is, to be FDA approved, you got to have a minimal level of evidence of safety. These are not FDA approved for children. That should tell you something.
Well, and there was something here recently, a report, Dr. Bartlett, you would know this better, I think it was just this week, reported that the Judicial Watch was able to obtain some information on some studies conducted by Pfizer, and they led people to believe that this was, quite the, comprehensive study or trial, and they found out there were only 23 people. And based on yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It took digging by lawyers that would not give up to finally, 3.5 years later, get the evidence that only 23 patients is what they based approval of the vaccine initially on. And, would Pfizer mislead us? Well, how about 10 million dollars? It was 10 million or 10 billion. It was a huge number. I think it was that Pfizer got fined by the Department of Justice for purposefully misleading the public about their medicine 10 years ago. So right. You got the company brought to you by Pfizer that actually has already been criminally fined by the Department of Justice 10 years ago for purposely misleading about their medicines to the public. And so we're supposed to believe them?
Exactly. Going back to what with this new COVID shot that they're using our kids to experiment on, how can they do this in the name of EAU experimentation when there's no basis for an emergency authorization use because of what you said earlier? If protocol is there to answer it, then an EAU cannot be triggered.
Right. So the rules and laws apparently don't. They will try to bend them, kind of like the New Mexico governor saying that constitutional rights are optional,
and yes, right.
He tries to do that. This is what's happening. It's a lawlessness that's happening with the government itself. The FDA absolutely cannot give emergency use authorization if there's already an effective treatment. It's
exactly.
Already been proven by Oxford. It's already been proven in Brazil. Around the world, many countries have already proven we have an effective treatment strategy. So if someone has COVID right now, inhaled budesonide. Budesonide nebulizer treatment
exactly.
is the strategy.
We got to leave it there, Dr. Richard Bartlett. Thank you for being with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Capitol Police arrested seven activists yesterday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in Washington. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor of McCarthy's office with arms locked, yelling PEPFAR. That's being the president's global emergency plan for AIDS relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. The current PEPFAR funding runs out at the end of the month. The number of Americans who believe technology will make their job obsolete has increased to 22%, according to the latest Gallup poll, and it's the sharpest increase in 6 years. The rise is largely seen among college-educated workers, which sits about 20%, nearly the same as non-college-educated. This change could largely be traced to the release of ChatGPT last November, with its ability to mimic human language and writing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Richard Bartlett, telling the whole truth and nothing but, we need to be all the smarter and realizing what voices we're listening to. Okay, whether it has to do with our health, whether it has to do with climate, all issues of the government, no doubt this rise of a totalitarian mindset that has taken over our governments, controlling our lives and literally killing people. Unbelievable that we have this kind of information, had it early on, it had been suppressed, okay? The narrative controllers, the propagandists of our country, government officials, hospitals who participated in this, in this killing operation of America's citizens. I mean, this is what it came down to, because why? Because they were rewarded. And you had doctors who went along with this, as Dr. Bartlett said. I don't know when this is all going to come out, but clearly it's inevitable that we will discover what happened to America, God willing, during these 2.5 years under COVID, and how America was, was subjected to this kind of diabolical response and compromise of our health on every level. Al Parada with Stream.org joins us now. Al, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here. There.
Well, we were just talking with Dr. Richard Bartlett from Odessa, and this guy's a 30-year, veteran of emergency room work. And when the outbreak of COVID first hit, his response, and that was, it was one that was consistent with his oath, his Hippocratic oath to do no harm and to relieve people of their pain. And unfortunately, it seemed like those two major issues were inconsequential and in conflict with the ruling authority at the time that wanted to load people up with remdesivir, put them on ventilators, get them into hospitals and kill them, and then collect a lot of money, a lot of taxpayer money. And you had hospitals that, you know, fell into this willingly, and doctors who participated and became a modern day killing machine as America became, you know, experimental lab rats. I mean, this is what this comes down to, Al. I mean, this is, and you and I have talked about this before, but, you know, here he is. He, you know, he's praying to God. He's asking for wisdom and insight, and recalls studies about a particular protocol that made sense, and that, you know, he starts using it, and it's working, and he referred to it as the silver bullet. Well, these hospitals were making so much money there in West Texas took exception to that because, you know, the treatment, I think you're talking about less than $5 per treatment to save lives and to relieve people of their pain. You know, that wasn't good enough. No, you got to use that expensive stuff that everybody's getting royalties on, and Dr. Fauci's making all kinds of money on. The hospitals are making all kinds of money on, but we don't want to really be primarily interested in saving lives and keeping people out of pain, right?
Yeah, that is probably one of the biggest scandals of it all, is that to pocket the money, they ignored simple treatment that could have saved lives and saved a lot of misery. And it is a ghastly thing. And as time goes on, I think hopefully we will see it that way. And people will pay the legal consequences for that too. I mean, one thing also to consider is that Fauci, the closest he's gotten to a real patient in the last 50 years has been turning on reruns of ER. The guy is not normal, but not a doctor. It's not a doctor in a way, of like a physician in any sense.
Well, he's about as much of a doctor as Dr. Jill, right?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Less so, because she never lied about elements of COVID, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, she's a better doctor. She goes closer to the Hippocratic Oath than Fauci did.
Even though she's not an MD, a PhD. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and here we've been worked, and we're in the process of being worked again. You know, as Dr. Bartlett said, you cannot exercise emergency authorization. You cannot declare that if there is protocol that answers the problem. And they had protocol. There was already, it was well documented that they had the information, they had the protocol to answer the COVID problem, and they just flat out ignored it in order to, you know, continue on with their ambitions of gain of function and, you know, experimenting on not only Americans, but people around the world, Al. This is disgusting that this has happened.
The Frankenstein element of this, the experimenting on humanity, I mean, it takes a pretty megalomaniacal person to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're only starting to see the bigger picture of just how wicked this was. There's a grace period in the first couple months of trying to figure out what it is we're dealing with. Okay, and people make mistakes. I think even Gavin Newsom is like saying, we made this mistake, that mistake. But now that we're learning that, like Fauci, he knew where this came from. And they lied. I mean, I cannot get over the fact, for example, that Deborah Blanks, she lied to the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
She recommended 15 days. She knew 15 days wasn't it. But she also knew that if she said she wanted a bigger lockdown, he would never go for it because of the economic consequences. So she lied. to the president of the United States, who's trying to save lives and save, keep America going.
They lied, and people died, as they say, and that's what happened.
Exactly.
Sadly,
and people made, and a lot of people made money. Lots, like you're talking about, lots of people made serious bank on this.
You see, the other underlying factor, Al, that is in this that nobody wants to talk about, and that is that there's this prevailing thought amongst elites that we have too many people on the planet. As diabolical as it sounds, but I firmly believe in my gut of guts that this was a driving worldview for them, that it didn't matter, you know, if people died, because we got too many people on the planet anyway. So, you know, so what happens if we have an experiment, all in the interest of saving humanity? You know, we've got 8 billion people on the planet who, you know, they've been saying since it was like 2 billion that there was no way that the planet could sustain it. And here we are, 8 billion and projected to be at 12 billion not too long. I mean, their heads are exploding, Al, because in their peeny brains, the Earth cannot sustain this number of population. And so, hey, if people are exterminated, you know, through war, a little bug or so, big whoop, right?
Yeah.
That's how diabolical this is, I believe. I think this is...
You think you're getting into, you know, science fiction or, you know, a movie of the crazy people who want to control the world and kill off a bunch of people. But the evidence is there that this is what these people think.
You're exactly right. It's hard to ignore the evidence. You're exactly right, Al.
Yeah. And the question is there going to be consequences? Is there going to, for somebody like Fauci?
They're going to fine him. They're going to fine him millions of dollars. He will never see the inside of a jail cell. Nothing will happen. And Pfizer, all these big pharma groups, everything like that, they're going to pay up a lot of money, Al. Nobody's going to go to jail. And meanwhile, you know, like the same thing that happened in New York. You got the governor out there purposely putting vulnerable people in senior care, and instead of isolating them and protecting them, he just puts them in even a more so vulnerable area, and thousands of people die. Does he get any kind of consequence for that? Oh no, we'll get rid of him, but we got to get rid of him, because of some sort of, you know, some goofy sexual harassment issue or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't just Cuomo. It was several of them.
Exactly. But, you know, they all huddled down and kept their heads down and stayed out of the fray because they didn't want to be next. We've got more from Al Parada after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance. And in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and from stream.org, we've got the managing editor, the infamous Al Parada. Well, Al, thank you so much for, putting up with me and talking about this issue of COVID. There's many places I keep warning our audience, we're being shadow banned. We're not allowed to, on some platforms, we're not allowed to talk about COVID. We're not allowed to bring up the medical facts here, because here we are on the horizon of another COVID iteration, and these tyrannical government officials are licking their chops. They can't wait for another EAU, and Pfizer is going, and they're spending some of their projected profits already. God only knows they're probably getting, $100,000 shower curtains installed or something. I don't know. But it's absurd what they're doing at the people's expense. And of course, as Dr. Bartlett had pronounced, is that, we've got hospitals, we've got medical officials that have all taken the pill and have bought into this this movement because they have to comply under threat of losing their license. And so they've been intimidated into doing this, and the Dr. Richard Bartletts of the world are rare animals, and thank God for them because, he's out there saving lives.
Yeah, it's amazing that, saving lives would now get you in trouble.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your article, Morning Brew, yesterday. Of course, yesterday, the celebrated 22nd anniversary of a day that we'll always remember, never forget, although Joe Biden, I think he's already forgotten it, but as one person said, when you think about the death and devastation and, and the number one job of the President of the United States is to be national security, how Joe Biden could ignore the memory of 9/11 and not be at the White House or be in New York or even in Pennsylvania to be a part of this remembrance ceremony. And I hear some people thinking, oh, well, you know, Bill, we've been doing this for over 20 years. You know, that's, that's enough. And, you know, we should just let it go. Well, I don't think so, because I don't think that we've learned the lessons. Just like we didn't learn the lessons, and we're still trying to understand what happened in World War II, you know, what happened in the bombing of Pearl Harbor. You know, I believe that there are many lessons still to be learned because, you know, as we've been talking about, Al, is that we're not getting the whole truth here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It still lingers. And the danger is still there.
Yeah. Like you're going to tell the families, hey, you know, yeah, I know your loved one's not at the dinner table at Christmas, but, you know, get over it. It's done. It was 20 years ago. It's time to move on. Right.
Yeah. I got other places to be now. On one hand, I go, having Biden fly from Vietnam to the East Coast probably would have killed him. That would have been too much. But you're in charge of your schedule. You're the president of the United States. You go to Vietnam first. You make sure you're back in the U.S. on September 11th. You can do that. You have that power. I know he says, I got to follow my orders, but hey, man, you set the schedule, man, and you can be... You know, you can be anywhere you need to be when you need to be there. And again, unforced error. And the fact that the White House was so dismissive of it. They did not say, hey, those were very important meetings he had over, you know, and getting back just physically is impossible. Okay? Yeah, it was just impossible, and it stinks. It's horrible. He's not going to be able to be there. He'll find a way to make up for it. It was, they don't go to, nobody goes to Pearl Harbor after 22 years.
Right,
it was,
yeah.
It was dismissive. Some people did some things that day. It's like, it was, you know, Omar is the one running the White House policy on 9/11 now or something.
Yeah, right. But,
it was an unforced error. Unforced. And people want to see, you know, want the president to be there. This is a September 11th is a day of mourning and grief for America, and you need the president to show up, or at least feel miserable about not being there.
Right.
Like, whatever. My helicopter will fly over the Pentagon. I'll salute. What do you want?
Yeah, really. Have I talked to you about my Corvette and my cat lately?
Yeah, some of the dust from 9/11 blew down into Delaware and got onto my Corvette. So I really understand the grief of New York City.
don't even introduce that into his mindset. I mean, because then he'll make up a story about that as well. Nobody did. Yeah.
Apparently,
yes.
Yesterday he said, during his remarks out of Alaska, he said something that he was at ground zero the day after, and there's no memory. He was like on the Senate floor on September 12th. He mm-hmm. wasn't in New York. Now, chances are, I don't know this for a fact. My guess is he went to the Pentagon because he made a description about a hole and looking like he was looking into hell.
Right,
which would have been the hole at the Pentagon. So he
exactly,
might have been to the Pentagon.
Mm.
But again, this is you have to almost like trans. This guy's mind is so gone. You have to translate what he says, a little bit. But the fact is, he made it like he was at ground zero, which everybody thinks of as New York, and he wasn't there. Like again, putting himself into the story.
Yeah,
it's just.
Well, it's it's mind blowing. And mind bruising, for us that have to watch this. And then, of course, for the leaders of the world who look at this, they're just laughing in America. We're so vulnerable. And the thing is that what they should do, and this is why there's such an alliance shift. See, people aren't paying attention as to what's going on. Alliances, you've got musical chairs going on in the world stage right now. And where they were, aligned with America and we were coordinating a joint interest, no more. I mean, they are, three major steps away from Joe Biden and America, and America is going to find itself standing alone and even in worse shape, if you can imagine, worse shape than what Barack Obama left us with. We were so fortunate with Donald Trump to be able to recover after the damage on the national stage that Barack Obama had done, And the thing is that really upsets me, Al, is the mainstream media and others, well, they gave cover to the Democratic Party, but it still upsets me that they would put America at large at risk by not reporting on how the policies of one Barack Obama and Joe Biden combined, this is even before the Biden administration, what they did in terms of making America weak and vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, even something like Ukraine, where we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars because Russia invaded, well, a lot of that goes back to our interfering with their election in 2014.
Yes.
And so, which is Obama, Biden, Clinton, that whole gang. Right. And so we're paying the piper there. And, of course, we're also paying the piper there because Biden managed to get, $10 million in bribes from Ukraine.
Yeah, right, exactly.
$10 billion, hey, forget about it.
But Al, you bring up a good point. The residue of what the Obama machine and Clinton machine did in 2014 against Russia, then what happens? That residue is projected onto 2016, and when Clinton loses, then we get this made-up fantasy, Oppo Research, that our government runs away with and spends all kinds of millions of dollars of taxpayer funding and does everything they can to kneecap the incoming administration.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. Yeah. How is that? This is mind blowing to me. I mean, they're up in tethers about Donald Trump. You know what happened on January the 6th, and what Donald Trump did on January 6th is nothing compared to what the cabal did in orchestrating this whole Russian collusion thing, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And take the same route. The fact you had four CIA directors and 47 other high-ranking intelligence officials lying about the laptop, Hunter's laptop, the information on that laptop, to directly impact the 2020 election. You talked about the hits of the CIA.
But that's one of so many. Yeah, that's one of so many points of interference, Al. That's minor. I mean, look what they did. The FBI knew the laptop was legitimate a year before. They withheld that information. It's endless what they were able to do in, the 500 Democratic attorneys and Mark Elias in going in and storming these state houses and getting them to, you know, break the law in their individual states by rewriting the election process all under the guise of the EAU, go back, you know, this emergency use authorization use that they were able to get people to change the rules and how they would count the vote.
And what's amazing to consider is, despite all that, Trump still came within 40,000 votes in three states total.
Yeah.
From winning,
right?
It's pretty amazing. It'd be interesting to see. It'd be interesting to see what a fair election looked like with all that. But that's why this time out, we're going after the indictments. They're doing this. They're doing that. Who knows? We're looking what they'll do to try to stop the guy.
Exactly. And the Republican Party, instead of circling their wagons to pursue the truth and to make sure that we have a solid, free, and fair election this time around, they're firing within their tent, which I think Ronald Reagan quite clearly told them that that's the 11th commandment of the Republican Party, or should be, right? That thou shalt not shoot in your own tent?
Yeah, but he's bad for some of those people, some of the Republican leadership. Trump is bad for their business. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Seems to be obvious, doesn't it? Without a doubt. Al Parada, thank you as always. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al Parada.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you
you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.